What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about the economic news a little bit here. We were talking with a caller yesterday about how Dodd-Frank had been repealed, and it opened up the banks to engage in much riskier loans, which apparently they've gone ahead and done. And because risky loans charge higher interest, they're making huge amounts of money as long as the loans continue to be paid. But if those loans default and there is that risk, then, of course, the banks are going to be in trouble. They're going to be calling for another bailout. And I think history shows, going all the way back to the 1920s, when the financial markets are allowed to operate without restrictions, without regulation, they tend to just let their money junkie greed overwhelm all of the considerations. And they can drive the system into instability and crashing. Now, down in Venezuela, as you know, they're in serious economic trouble. They've been the target of economic warfare by the United States going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. And they were in a serious crisis right now because they had two major payments that they're due to make right now, and they couldn't do them both. Russia has just pardoned $1 billion of Venezuela's debt for 2017. Just called up and said, don't send the payment. And Moscow is obviously supporting Caracas and the Maduro-led government and Venezuela. Gee, I wonder who they're going to be friends with from now on, the United States to put them in this economic mess, or Russia that's trying to help bail them out. Everything the U.S. is doing is driving countries into that Russian-Chinese sphere of influence. They really do not think these things all the way through, and that is their biggest failing. I got a reader's letter from somebody up in Canada, and apparently their daughter was just let go from her job with the news that Reebok Canada is shutting all of their stores by Christmas. So the retail Mageddon is continuing along, and any suggestion that we have a recovering economy is an illusion. It's as much an illusion as the 5% unemployment rate or the 3% inflation rate or any of these other official numbers coming from the governments that are absolutely, totally meaningless. Article out of goldcore.com saying that the stumbling British economy shows how important gold really is right now, because it is a preserver of wealth, and there are people working to discredit gold right now. In fact, it may be that all of these gold wafer fakes and gold bar fakes and coins are part of a plot to discredit gold in the eyes of ordinary people, to keep them in their savings account where the banks can grab the money, or keep them in the stock market where the brokers can grab the money. But everybody has a right to a portable store of wealth, to control their wealth, to keep it under their control. And they may discredit gold. They've already tried to discredit silver. But you got to find something that's going to work, because if you leave your wealth in the banks, in Wall Street, it's not really yours anymore. They're just going to play with it. And if there is a major correction, the laws have already been put in place where you, as a customer of the bank or of the Wall Street brokerages, you're going to be the very last person anybody's going to be worried about. They're going to grab all the money. They're going to pay off the derivatives first. And frankly, I don't think there's going to be anything left over after the derivatives get paid off. Now, for those of you on your Obamacare compliant insurance policies, you better take a deep breath, because apparently the rate increase for next year is going to be around 37%, one-third increase. It was another scam. It was a scam to enrich the health insurance industries that wrote the Affordable Care Act at the expense of you, the American people. We live in a nation of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. We need to stand up and say no more. Meanwhile, over in Poland, a Polish member of the European Parliament has basically gone on the verbal attack against Brussels, saying that the European Union, meaning Brussels, is actually creating more problems than it solves because it's over-legislating. It's tinkering with the member nations to a very, very tiny degree, probably to justify their continued wealth and power. And we see that in politics, where laws get passed for no other reason than to make it look like the government is actually doing something and to justify increased power and authority over your lives, and it doesn't really serve any useful purpose to the American people. Now, apparently, Guy Verhofstadt is out there saying that Brexit only happened because of Russia. It was all Vladimir Putin's fault, and that triggered a huge backlash, saying, no, it was the European Union that triggered the Brexit. Everybody seems to be on this idea that no matter what goes wrong, it's Russia's fault. My radiator sprang a leak yesterday. It's got to be Russia's fault. The bottom fell out of the trash bag when I was taking it out to the bin. Had to be Putin. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And an interesting story came out of Breitbart. Apparently, there has been a study of these asylum seekers in Italy by psychologists, and they've come to the alarming conclusion that more than half of these asylum seekers in Italy are actually mentally ill. They're prone to aggressive behavior and psychotic episodes, and they're showing obvious symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. These are not going to be contributors to the Italian economy. And as I've said many, many times before, this process of migration is a filter. You're not getting the best of the people from those source countries. You're getting the ones who couldn't make it in their home countries. You're getting the ones who are fleeing prosecution. You are, according to this study, getting those who are mentally ill and they don't want to be locked up for mental illness in their own home nation. Whoever came up with this idea of open borders, it sounded really good at all those globalist conventions, and they didn't think it all the way through as to what might be the ramifications, and they just didn't. Now, getting on back to Las Vegas, two quick stories about that. Tucker Carlson interviewed David Dickey, the head of Jesus Campos Union, and he told Tucker that Campos did not need a so-called security guard card, and that's why he didn't have one. Now, Nevada law says if you're working as a security guard, you're supposed to have an ID card. And apparently, a 15-year veteran security guard in Las Vegas called into the show to say that's a big, fat lie. So here is the question. Was Jesus Campos really a security guard? Or was he just pretending to be one, and he was actually there as part of this operation to stage this shooting, and he got caught in the crossfire? Because there's a lot of very interesting things going on. He was going to do all these interviews, then he canceled them. Apparently, he went down and visited Mexico for a while to stay away from the reporters. Then he came back, and he did that one interview on the Ellen Show, basically reinforcing the official story, and now he's basically vanished yet again. And to top that all off, another story coming out of FreedomPhoenix.com, the authorities in Las Vegas are now refusing to release any more information about the shooting at the Mandalay Bay. Nothing. You've got the official story. That's all you need. You don't need any more information. Because they know anytime they release a new piece of information, we're going to rip it to shreds out here in the independent media because none of it's making any sense. Now, getting on back to the JFK files released, and I have to admit, I'm a little surprised. There were some good things in there. And we already have the original Surgeon General's report that says that John F. Kennedy was shot from the front in the throat wound and the head wound, therefore, thereby destroying the single shooter theory. And now there is a new file that came on out saying that Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby met in the weeks before the JFK assassination. So Ruby was part of it. Now, remember, Oswald supposedly was to die at the Texas movie theater when they went in to arrest him. And all he did is he just said, I'm not resisting arrest. And they couldn't shoot him in front of the rest of the people in that theater. And all of a sudden they had a problem. The assassin wasn't supposed to be alive to challenge the official story. And that's why Jack Ruby was allowed into the basement of the Dallas police station to gun Lee Harvey Oswald down. And even though they had cars and everything parked right there, they let Oswald just lie on the ground waiting for an ambulance while he's bleeding internally and eventually died. Now, the corporate media is ignoring all of this. Their attitude is, there's nothing to see here, move along, there's nothing, it's just a bunch of nonsense. And of course, they're going to say that, because especially with regard to the single shooter theory being absolutely discredited now, the corporate media is now exposed as having been part of this lie regarding the Kennedy assassination for all of these years. They're never going to admit it. They're never going to change their story. Even Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying this is all historically very interesting information, but do not for a second think the official story will ever be changed, because the official story is the official story, and the government operates on the principle of government infallibility, just like the Pope. We never make a mistake. We never do anything wrong. Even after the House Select Committee on Assassinations confirmed that there were multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza, the official story is still, oh, yes, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. Even after Admiral Hyman G. Rickover confirmed that the captain of the USS Maine, Captain Sigsbee, was correct in saying the ship was destroyed by an onboard fire, the official story is, oh, yes, it was a Spanish mine. We had to go to war against Spain. Even after divers found the holds of the Lusitania loaded with smuggled weapons, the official story is Lusitania was an unarmed, helpless passenger ship. The official story will never change. Therefore, it's time to stop listening to the official story. Stop wasting your time. Because all the government is going to do is make a fool of you over and over again. It's why I don't join the chorus of voices saying we need a new investigation into Sandy Hook, or a new investigation into 9/11, or a new investigation into the Boston Marathon bombing. The government will never change its official story. It's a waste of time. We don't need them to investigate anyway. We have the facts and information for ourselves. The discrepancies in the backpack and the Boston Marathon bombing, all of the discrepancies on 9/11, huge number of them. The discrepancies in the JFK assassination. We can decide for ourselves what's going on. Stop listening to the official story. It's junk. It's nonsense. It is garbage. You need to learn to be your own best analyst, and I know you can do it. You got to trust yourself before you trust anybody else. Look at the facts for yourself and figure it out. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
As Don, are you there? I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
The JFK files, you can count that as one of the good things that Donald Trump did, is he did release them. He didn't have to. None of these other presidents
did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did release him, and
all these other presidents
kicked the can down the road.
Donald Trump did not release the files. Their release was mandated by a law passed by Congress something like 20 years ago. And Donald Trump was asked to intervene, which would have been illegal. He would have been breaking the law by withholding the files. And he did try initially to withhold a couple of hundred of them at the behest of the CIA and the FBI, who are out there saying, we just don't want to have to deal with those wacko tinfoil hat conspiracy kooks again. But don't give Donald Trump credit for doing this. It wasn't up to him. Congress mandated the release of these files something like 20 years ago, and Donald Trump had to go along with it. If he had done anything else, it simply would have been a flashing neon sign. The cover-up continues. The cover-up continues.
But it's my understanding that they were also supposed to be released during Obama's reign also, and he said no. I don't know exactly what the date was.
Well, that was Obama, you know, not complying with the law. But the final deadline for the release of all the files was mandated by Congress. and it wasn't Donald Trump's decision to release the files.
Well, it was his decision to go ahead and go with the law and not go against the law, just like
it's your decision to keep your car speed under the speed limit, right?
Okay. Anyway, maybe you're right. I'm not exactly sure what the date was, but I know these other presidents did not release it. He did release it. But you might be right. He had no choice. But anyway, as far as Ruby being in there killing Oswald, one thing about it too, he was on Oswald's left side. They went in there and he shot him, and that's where the best way to kill somebody is on the left side where all the blood is. But another thing is,
that's a drastic oversimplification, I'm afraid.
Well, it is better to shoot him, if the choice between the left and the right, and shoot him on the left side. But one other thing,
okay.
The guy said, "Don't call your congressman." What else can you do? I've talked to my congressman. I sent him. He asked for emails. He wants people to email him, and I email him. Now, is he going to do exactly what I say? No. But if half of the people in his district, you know, send in similar emails, then he will at least make him think a little bit.
Here's the problem. No people read the emails. They're scanned by computer for certain buzzwords to try and divine the general attitude of the people. You want to call the congressman or a paper mail or a fax. Call is better. And again, if you're going to talk to your member of Congress about what's going on, you need to frame it in what they see as their own self-interest, which right now, going into the midterm election year, is going to be their reelection. And simply say, if you are supporting Israel, if you are for more war, I am not voting for you.
Right.
And if enough
really, you
people
have no choice.
Fall
all
in
the,
with that. Don, please stop cutting. Don, please. Don, you going to let me talk? I have a kill switch, and I'm not afraid to use it. If enough people call their members of Congress with that very simple message, stop supporting Israel, stop supporting the wars, or I will not vote for you next election, they'll get that message. Because last year sent a shockwave through the political system. Even with all of Hillary's massive election fraud, she still lost. Because election fraud can swing an election a few percentage points one way or the other. It can't reverse a landslide. And if we can get a landslide anti-incumbent movement going for next year, that's going to be a major step to taking back control of our country. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, Don, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, over in the Netherlands, this is coming from the Broadcasting Corporation of the Netherlands. Apparently, the Supreme Court of the Netherlands has ruled that the right of the government to secrecy of its activities, unity of state policy, and sensitivity of the question outweigh the importance of disclosure. And what they're talking about is the investigation into the crash of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 that everybody was trying to say was shot down by, the Russians, was shot down by this and shot down by that. And they've collected a huge amount of evidence, and apparently the evidence does not support the desired official story, and so now it is going to be classified. You don't need to see the radar data. You don't need to see the photos of the wreckage. Just take our word for it. Vladimir Putin shot that plane down with his bear rifle. Now, getting on back to this NFL thing, which I think has gone on way, way, way too long. And by the way, as angry as I am with the government, I still respect the flag. And I stand for the anthem, and I'll salute the flag, because the flag doesn't represent the government. It represents we the people and the nation. But apparently ESPN is feeling the pinch because viewers are turning off the games, and ESPN is actually considering dropping Monday Night Football because they're losing 15,000 subscribers a day over this nonsense. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, I want to do a quick shout-out to some of our fans in Great Britain. And this is a shout-out to Nick from his wife, Charlie, who wrote in to say how much he likes to listen to the show and ask for an autographed photo. I actually don't do that anymore. I mean, back when I was an entertainer and acting, like everybody else, I had the big stack of photos, and I don't do that anymore. I suppose I probably ought to get a new photo taken now that I've lost all this weight and I'm looking svelte and aged. I'd have to do a lot of Photoshop on it before I dare release it out there. All right, getting on back to this Lower Manhattan shooting and truck crash. And the story is already starting to crumble. The corporate media is still out there saying, could be terror, could be terror, could be terror. What we're getting from the scene, though, is it looks like it was a road rage incident. And as I said before, what kind of a terrorist goes out to commit an act of terror with a BB gun and a paintball gun? And so at this point, it's looking like this was a road rage incident, and everybody seized on it and said, oh, we've got a terror incident. Let's make a big deal about it. Another reason why you should always be cautious about anything the corporate media is saying. This is an interesting story that's in the foreign press, not so much here. And basically what it's saying is the leaders of these U.S. left-wing groups, including Antifa, have been meeting with Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders to try and figure out how they're going to bring down President Trump. This is according to an investigation by the FBI. This one reported in the Daily Mail. And so this Antifa group and all these other ultra-left-wing groups, they are not a genuine grassroots movement. They're another manufactured color revolution in our midst to take our country away from us. So you just keep that in mind when they're out there doing their rage at the sky next week or wherever that's going to happen. Now, actress Rose McGowan is now having to deal with an arrest warrant that's been issued for her for drug possession. And basically the story is that she accidentally left behind a piece of luggage at an airport, and for some reason whatever, it was given a swab test and tested positive for narcotics. They won't say which one. And they're not saying they found any actual narcotics in there. They've got the chemical swab. But basically they've issued the arrest warrant, and she's going to have to appear in a Loudoun County, Virginia court. And it's been entered into a national law enforcement database. And Rose is out there saying, basically, this wouldn't have happened if she'd taken Harvey Weinstein's hush money for his sexual assault on her. And this is the exact same playbook they did on Corey Feldman a week ago when he's out there blowing the whistle on the Hollywood pedophilia problem. And he gets a marijuana charge thrown at him. So they do like to play dirty. There's been another hate crime. Apparently over in Kansas City, there was a church. It was spray painted with swastikas and the KKK and was set on fire. They caught who did it. It was an African-American man. It's another fake hate crime. Now, here is a very interesting story, and this comes from no less than the Times of Israel itself, where Israel is now acknowledging that the vast majority of Jews living in Israel are, in fact, descendants of the Central Asian Khazars. Now, Alvin Toffler, with his book, The 13th Tribe, made this connection before, that the Ashkenazi Jews are not descended from the biblical Hebrews, that they were Central Asian Khazars who were converted to Judaism by their king in order to keep both the Christians and the Muslims out of their territory. And then when Khazaria fell, those descendants of the converted Jews migrated north into Russia and westward into Europe. And that's where they came from. And now they're back in Israel, but they are not, in fact, descendants of the biblical Hebrews. It's been a huge debate for many, many years. And Israel's always out there saying, oh, you anti-Semites, you Jew haters. And now they're saying, yeah, you got us. I mean, look at the skin color of the Ashkenazi. They don't look Middle Eastern at all, do they? Just use your eyes. Use your brain. So another one of the great lies has now bit the dust. Getting on back to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Antifa, a lot of this is coming out of a book. Former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, Edward Klein, has a new book, The Plot to Destroy Trump. And he's talking about how all these Antifa groups are working with these terrorist organizations to bring our nation down. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point,
and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And first of all, a short correction here. It's Arthur Koestler, not Alvin Toffler, who wrote The 13th Tribe. I got that messed up, and a very alert listener corrected me on that. Getting on back to the situation in Manhattan, the official story is now it was an act of terror, even though the NYPD is saying there's no indications of a larger group. This guy was just acting alone. And again, the absurdity of this guy doing this with a BB gun and a paintball gun. Remember the first report, oh, he's out there shooting people from inside his truck. He didn't shoot anybody. Well, if he did, it was a BB or a paintball. We've got the Homeland Security already out there saying, oh, this is definitely ISIS. This is definitely ISIS. This is the ninth truck ramming that ISIS has used. So that's now the official story, even though on the ground there in Manhattan, it's shaping up. It was a road rage incident. So Everything that happens, blame it on ISIS, blame it on Russia, so forth and so on. Getting into the area of political correctness, NBC News, and I imagine NBC is probably wondering why nobody's really paying attention to them, but this is one of the reasons. NBC News came out with a story basically claiming, this is Melanie Ben Skolsmy, produced a segment on Monday, how gamers are facilitating the rise of the alt-right, claiming that gamers, specifically white male gamers, computer gamers, are racist, sexist Klansmen who hate women and minorities. This is according to NBC News. You got to hate the white people. Got to hate gamers. I think that is about one of the most ridiculous things I've heard come out of NBC since the side-mounted gas tanks on the trucks. Now, apparently, the U.S. Deputy Attorney General has told business leaders that the U.S. government is going to pull back from its demand for mandatory backdoors in all encryption as long as the ISPs can cough up an unencrypted copy of every message, call, photo, or other form of communications they handle, which is absurd, because how are the ISPs going to get it if it's encrypted on the sender's device and decrypted on the recipient's device? It tells us that the U.S. Deputy Attorney General does not really understand how any of this technology works. And in any event, somebody who's really got something to hide isn't going to be using cell phones or the internet because they know it's compromised. Or if they're going to use it, they're going to use their own encryption. Because as we demonstrated with our NSA challenges, it's very easy to create a new system of encryption the NSA will not be able to break. Certainly not in a timely enough manner to be effective. So it's ridiculous. And again, all of this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, apparently, police and NVIDIA are working on a program to add real-time facial recognition to the cameras on police cars. So they're just going to drive down the street, and the system is going to say, this is Joe Blow, and this is Sally, whatever, all in real time. Now, this is ignoring the fact that so far, facial recognition systems have been very, very unreliable. But it makes money. We're going to just go ahead and spend tax dollars on this. Let's grab a phone call from Dave in Utah. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is Dave in Utah.
Yes.
I have a quick question about Uranium Gate.
Yes.
What, in your opinion, are the odds of a general bug out if it starts coming unglued?
I would say it's very, very high. Because if it starts really coming apart, none of these people are going to sit around for their day in court. We already know that much of the wealth of the Clinton Foundation is already outside the country in these satellite foundations in other parts of the world. I'm sure they've already sort of got contingency plans for a bug out. But I would be expecting to see that happen. The first time there's a major break in the story, yeah, we're going to see a lot of people heading for the border.
So we're going to see like four-fifths of Congress jump on a plane and leave?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be four-fifths of Congress, but it would definitely be the Podestas. It would be Hillary and Bill. It would probably be these other key players that helped ramrod that deal through the State Department and the various other agencies that had to okay it. But it's really going to focus on those who received some kind of compensation for the deal. Bill, his $500,000 speaking fee. The Clinton Foundation, $145 million. And I imagine there's probably a lot more of this under-the-counter encouragements that will come on out. But, yeah, if this really cracks wide open, none of these people are going to sit around and wait for their day in court because they know that they're going to get convicted. All it's going to take is one of them to basically turn state's evidence and say, I can name names and I got the proof. And this FBI informant could even be it. And, yeah, they'll all bug out.
I strongly feel that if they actually manage to squeeze Hillary out, she'll rat on them.
Well, that's always been her threat. I think
she's got a big enough ego that if they squeeze her out, she'll sink their whole ship.
That she's been threatening to do that all along. That's why the Clintons have been untouchable going all the way back to that CIA gun and drug running operation. Because ever since then, no matter what the Clintons do, the government will protect them because the Clintons can just go public about all that gun and drug running. And the American people would not sit still for a government that turns out to be the prime smuggler and seller of illegal drugs to their kids.
Well, considering they've been doing it since Vietnam, it wouldn't be a real surprise to people you and my age.
Those of us paying attention, no, it wouldn't be. But I think the vast majority of American people have not really come to terms with that idea about where the real source of the illegal drugs is coming from in this country. They watch movies and TV shows. They think drug lords are these sweaty Hispanic men down in South America someplace. And they don't realize the drug lords are right here in the United States of America in positions of tremendous political power.
I think that's the main reason we're still in Afghanistan.
Oh, of course. They want the raw opium.
Yep.
And it's another reason why they want to go into North Korea, because North Korea grows a lot of opium poppies. They want to control that.
I think if we see a general bug out among the politicians, we'll have, between the Congress and Senate, we'll have like three people left. Trey Gowdy, Tulsi Gabbard, and maybe one or two others.
I don't think it'll be quite that big, but yeah, we're going to see a lot of people all of a sudden, or at the very least, they'll resign and step down to try and distance themselves from what's going on. We would probably see the Bush family leave as well. Remember, hey, Dave, give me a second here.
Okay.
Don't forget the Bush family bought that huge chunk of land down in South America some years ago. I mean, almost big enough to be their own country.
I remember. They want to be able to bug out, too.
Absolutely. I'm sure they've all got contingency plans ready to go.
Well, you know, out of the small handful of honest politicians, and even though I'm a conservative Republican type, I would jump parties if it meant Tulsi Gabbard could get in to a major position.
I'm in agreement with you on that one. I'm disappointed in Donald Trump. If the Democrats are smart enough to run Tulsi Gabbard in 2020, I'm probably going to be on her side.
Oh, she'd get it in a landslide. I think she'd whoop all over anybody running against her.
I would love to see her run.
I know I would support her.
If she runs, I'll support her.
Oh, I will too. After you first mentioned her several months back, to my knowledge, I researched her and I've listened to her and studied up on her, and she is an amazing woman.
Yes. Okay?
Okay, well, that's all I had, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, back to the world of the iPhones, and apparently there are now allegations that if you have Facebook on your smartphone in general, that it is listening to you, even when you're not making a call or doing the instructions. And apparently somebody did a test where they discussed a subject that normally would not interest them in the presence of their smartphone. And all of a sudden, 3 days later, they start getting advertisements directed at them on that very subject. So, again, we're being spied on by everybody and by everything in our lives. I mean, the Gestapo could only dream of this kind of saturation surveillance of their people. The Gestapo had to go mostly by bluff here. But getting on to the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X, people are sort of flipping back and forth on that. And they're talking about that face recognition system, which, by the way, failed to work on the debut, on the product launch, where it was showing how it was going to work. And the idea is that it makes a three-dimensional map of your face. It's not just a photo scan. It literally has all these little lasers and sensors that makes a three-dimensional map of your face, and then every time you hold the phone up in front of you, it says, yes, you're really you, and will open up the phone. And Apple was so confident in this facial ID that it got rid of the Touch ID fingerprint sensor, which worked really well. And unfortunately, the initial reviewers, the people who've been given an iPhone X to evaluate, are basically saying that, no, it's not really working all that well, and it's not more convenient than the fingerprints. It's not more reliable, and they're trying to be gracious and magnanimous because, after all, they got a free phone, and their job is to make it look like it's a great product. But they're out there saying, no, it's a serious, serious problem. Apple may have blundered badly with this technology. And yes, it's got the whiz-bang factor, but whiz-bang only lasts as long as it's working correctly. If it's not working properly, people are going to get really tired of having to constantly type in that six-digit access code. Taking off the fingerprint scanner, I think, was a major strategic mistake, all on a phone that's going to cost $1,000. And apparently there's another flaw in the latest release of iOS, and it has to do with the calculator function. Because when you're working with the calculator and you're touching the buttons, there's this little animation where the button lights up and then fades out. And it turns out that when that animation is playing, the calculator won't see the operating buttons. And so if you're going to do 2 plus 2 plus 2, you may wind up with 24 instead, because it's missed one of the operations. And I tested this out on my phone, and yes, it works. Fortunately, I don't use that calculator. I have an HP 15C emulator that works on this thing really, really well. I miss my HP 15C. That was an elegant, elegant machine. Now, apparently, a highly critical flaw has been discovered that allows hackers to hijack the Oracle Identity Manager. And it's apparently an easily exploitable vulnerability, and it affects Oracle Identity Manager versions. Well, it's a whole bunch of versions, and they're on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Oracle's releasing patches, but Oracle is saying you get those patches on there right now, because apparently it's wide, wide open. And again, with all this cybercrime and hacking and everything going on, where is the NSA? Why aren't they proving that they're worth to the American people who pay all the bills by going on out and doing something that helps the American people? Or is the NSA the cyber criminals? Kaspersky thinks so. Kaspersky thinks the Hacker Collective, the Equation Group, is actually the National Security Agency. So, now, as you know, social media is cracking down on questionable speech and fake news. And there's this article out here that said the Twitter crackdown on speech rapidly turning the platform into a mindless cesspool of conformist stupidity. And yes, that actually is true. I've stopped using Twitter. I've stopped using Facebook. I'm not using any of those because you can't say what you want to say. You can only use their system if you say what they think you should be allowed to say. Now, here's another one. For those of you who indulge in browsing photos of people scantily clad and so forth and so on. Apparently, iPhone and Android devices are automatically cataloging the photos that you look at. And most of the categories are rather benign, like dog, food, and sunglasses. But apparently, some of these categories extend to things like brassiere, corset, girdle, and so forth. So they're starting to build a catalog of what pictures you like to look at. This may actually bring paper porn magazines like Playboy and Penthouse back to the newsstand, because you can't hack a magazine remotely. Now, as you know, there's a lot of online apps that connect people who want to buy and sell things. eBay is one of the best ones. One of the latest is OfferUp, which prioritizes your buying and selling by distance. In other words, it's there to connect you with people very close to you who is selling what you want to buy. And unfortunately, it's already being exploited by criminals. Apparently, a Navy sailor and his pregnant wife have been put in the hospital. They were shot multiple times trying to buy a cell phone through this app called OfferUp. And apparently, the criminals got on there and said, yes, we have a cell phone to sell. Come on over and meet us. And attempted to rob them, possibly did rob them. I don't have that detail. And then wound up shooting them. Now, over in Salzburg, Germany, you're going to love this one. They're starting to put blister pack, the little inflated air bubbles. They're wrapping it around lampposts because so many people are zombied into the smartphones. They're literally walking into these lampposts. because they're not paying attention. And that really is a dangerous situation. Claire and I, we almost had an accident at our local shopping mall where we were going in the parking lot, and somebody with his face buried in the smartphone just walked right in front of us without even looking up. Folks, situational awareness. Smartphones and tablets are great, but not for your entire life. Open your eyes and look at the real world. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to make a comment about what you just said about cell phones. They've killed more people than drunk drivers ever have. As far as the police state goes, the United States dwarfs anything the Germans had against the Jews in the 1930s. So if you're Jewish, you might want to think about that. And Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton is the anti-Zionist wing of the Democrat Party, and that's Walmart. That's Tyson Foods. And so I don't know. Nothing's going to happen to Hillary. She's a juggernaut that people really don't know, you know, who's behind her. So that's all I got to say today.
Well, I disagree with you. You know, I'm one of those people. I want to see the evil people of the world brought down. And right now, that, to me, is the Clintons. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today here. And yeah, the official story is it was an act of terror. ISIS, terror. Pay no attention to Uranium Gate or Dossier Gate. Pay no attention to the fact that Mueller can't find any proof linking Trump directly to Russia. We've got terror to feed you. We've got blood and all this other stuff. And again, seriously. A guy's going to commit a terror attack, and he takes a BB gun and a paintball gun. I'm sorry. No, I'm not buying that one. But the official story is it's a terror attack. Everybody's running with it. We've got the terror attack now. Speaking of terror, or at least being extremely nervous, over in Iceland, their largest volcano, Bartabunga, it looks like it's going to erupt again. And every time it does, it's a major, major catastrophe, not just for Iceland, obviously, but that huge plume of ash and dust spreads over Europe. They have to move the air travel corridors all over because you cannot fly an aircraft through that ash. The aircraft will be destroyed. So they're getting ready to do that one. Getting on back to the world of computers, this must be a little bit embarrassing. Microsoft was having an Ignite conference, and they were demonstrating how to migrate to their Azure cloud service. And apparently the presenter, Michael LeWorthy, couldn't get the Edge browser to work, kept failing in the middle of the presentation. So he took a deep breath and he installed Chrome to get the thing working. And, of course, the crowd was saying, yeah, Chrome, absolutely. Why do they let this stuff out without testing? One final phone call before the end of the show. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think I agree with you, man. Volcanoes, but I called in about the Kalergi plan. Have you ever heard of this Kudenhof Kalergi plan of forced migration, immigration, with the ultimate goal of creating a new race called the Eurasian Negroid? This is this guy's own. This is his own words, and I saw on YouTube, and I hope you will do this in your audience. A really great American patriot, Matthew North, another guy, Thorsten, T-H-O-R-S-T-N, and then there's a German guy, but these two guys, they do astonishing revelation on this plan of ethnic genocide in Europe and America, the dissolution of the so-called
white race. It is in America.
Remember
we were talking yesterday about this professor who was out there saying that white people should not be allowed to marry other white people because that's just perpetuating white privilege and everything. And he said that people should be forced to marry people of other races to basically blur them all together. And it certainly is in line with what George Soros has been trying to do. But as all things out of academia, when they get to the real world, it just generally doesn't work the way they want. Fred, got to let you go. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show now. And please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We're in a major fight, the truth against the lies, and I need your help to get this stuff out. Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, those are the focuses. That is where the enemy is the weakest. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.